The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Diana Northcutt, pastor of Salem United Methodist Church of Council Bluffs. She is the guest of Representative McConkie of Pottawatomie. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Cassie Anderson, granddaughter of Pastor Diana Northcutt, guest of Representative McConkie of Pottawatomie.
Let us pray. O God of many names, lover of all people, we pray for peace in our hearts and homes, in our nation and in our world. Be with those gathered here and for our leaders today as they come to make decisions that will affect us all. Give them the wisdom and the discernment to do what is right for our state and for our country. In all that we are and all that we have been called to be, we give you thanks. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2255 by Hunter, a bill for an act requiring employers to provide reasonable accommodations to job applicants and employees based on pregnancy or childbirth and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 2256 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to the automatic mailing of ballots and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2257 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act establishing an inmate substance abuse treatment pilot program in county jails.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2258 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to the electronic transmissions of prescriptions and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2259 by Moore, a bill for an act relating to human trafficking prevention, training, and reporting for employees of lodging providers in the state.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2260 by Kerr, a bill for an act relating to the proposal of rural four-lane bypasses by Department of Transportation and by State Transportation Commission.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2261 by Shipley, a bill for an act establishing an education scholarship account program for pupils attending non-public schools and receiving private instructions, including an education scholarship account fund providing for economic tax exemption, establishing school district supplementary weight for education scholarship recipients, and making appropriations, providing penalties, and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2262 by Frye, a bill for an act relating to the health data included in the collection and the use of hospital data, including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2263 by Converse, a bill for an act relating to access of an employee's restroom facility in a retail establishment for individuals with established medical conditions and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2264 by Kurth and others, a bill for an act including employee benefits costs from excluding employee benefit costs from calculation of certain county and city budgets amounts subject to approval and resolution by including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2265 by Donahue, a bill for an act requiring the Department of Natural Resources to conduct a study on pollinator species on properties owned by the department.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2266 by Moore, a bill for an act regarding port authority, including by allowing port authority to enter into certain loan agreements and lease contracts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2267 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating the regulations of dental hygienists and dental assistants in the practice of dentistry and providing administrative penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2268 by the Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the notice provisions in connection with designated consumer lending provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2269 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services Elderly Waiver Monthly Budget Max.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2270 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to child care reimbursement rates under the State Child Care Assistance Program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2271 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the definition of infant and toddler in preschool for the purposes of child care provider reimbursement rates under the State Care Assistance Program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar. We will now proceed to the Black History presenter for the day, the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I am glad to join you in celebrating African American History Month as we continue that celebration. And this morning, I'd like to tell you a little bit about a group from Sioux City called the Sioux City Ghosts. The Sioux City Ghosts were an all-black fast pitch softball team that began in Sioux City before touring the United States, Canada, and Mexico during the 1930s. They continued to play until 1956. Because of their pranks on the softball field, they were also often compared to the famous Harlem Globetrotters. They were an important part of Sioux City's fabric and African American society in Sioux City during the Great Depression of the 1930s. The team started as a boys' club in the West 7th neighborhood, with about 40 members in the year of 1925. They began by playing on the Hopkins School playground. Many of the boys were brothers, and they were, and soon after forming, they became Sioux City's Junior League champions. As members of the team grew up, they entered Sioux City Senior League and again won the championship game. After receiving sponsorship from a local business, the team began playing in the tri-state area, but remained mostly around Iowa. At the same time, the nation was falling deeper into the Great Depression. Baseball and softball continued to be a part of the American pastime, and for a moment, would give people reprieve from the depressing economy. By 1933, they had a new name, new uniforms, and a new manager. They were now known as the Sioux City Ghosts, and their new manager, Henry Fats Fisher, helped them to promote themselves and gave them a new approach. Their uniform consisted of a black shirt, black pants with an orange skull and crossbones, and these became well known around the community as symbols of the Sioux City Ghosts. In 1934, Fisher convinced the Ghosts to go on tour in California, expanding their footprint and popularity. They had immediate success in California with a few new improvised comedy routines that played out on the field. At the start of the 1935 season, the team began concentrating more on these comedy routines and pranks for their games. The Ghosts' favorite routines were shadow ball and infield play. They were kind of games that you could do where it was now you see it, now you don't, and it emphasized the Sioux City Ghosts' name. The players also improvised different gags like running from second base to first base, calling that stealing first. The Sioux City Ghosts had the bases loaded when their teammates' bat cracked against the ball. All three base runners made a quick beeline for home plate. The man on second base ran past the pitcher's mound, right midfield. The man on first turned around and headed directly for home plate. The crowd cheered. Sometimes players could be seen mid-game riding a bicycle around in the outfield. These routines did not mean the Ghosts' record suffered. They often toured while playing the best serious amateur teams that some cities had to offer, different farm league champs, all-star teams, and state champions. The Ghosts still won out over 2,000 games during their history and lost less than 100 games in 20 years of play. They played other big-name teams at the time, including the Henry Armstrong Hurricanes and the Joe Louis Brown Bombers. The Ghosts even challenged the Harlem Globetrotters softball team to a game, though it never came together and they weren't able to get a game scheduled. They further toured all over the western United States, playing in Las Vegas, Phoenix, and San Francisco. Some of the Ghosts' games attracted huge audiences. Once in Vancouver, Canada, 26,000 people came out to watch a game. One of the Ghosts said that they played the same for a crowd of 50,000 as they did for a crowd of 50 people that at one point truly gathered to watch them play in a cow field scattered with manure. They were true showmen. They were also incredible athletes and competitors. Life was not always perfect for the Ghosts. Many of the better players tried to move into the professional leagues, but weren't able to because they were black. The team also had to break up at the beginning of the Second World War, as many of those players joined the armed forces. The Ghosts, though, helped to put Sioux City on the map and acted as representatives of Iowa in far-off states and countries. When the Ghosts were formed after World War II, players for other teams were added, but the team always stayed and remained a comprised team of mostly Sioux City players. In the late 1980s, the members of the team were recognized when they were inducted into the Iowa Amateur Softball Association Hall of Fame, and gratefully, in 1997, much of the remaining memorabilia available in Sioux City was preserved by the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. In a moment, I'll be sharing a link to that history and some articles about the team, as well as a roster of their original players. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate this moment in Sioux City's history. I want to thank also my colleague, Representative Tim Cassina, for sharing a bit of the history with me and encouraging me to explore the history of the Sioux City Ghosts, and we're very proud to share it with you this morning. Thank you.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman. Representative Pritchard.
Thank you. I'm from Floyd County. Democrats will caucus in room 119 on the ground floor at in about 5 minutes, so we'll say 8:45. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Friday, February 7th at 8:15 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have all heard the motion. The gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.